It's 10 o'clock of Mountain Time on Thursday, and that means it's time for Tom and Shane Politics, and here we are. I'm in Bozeman, Montana. Shane is in Kamloops, Canada, making this one of the few international shows around on business and politics. And today's topic, how long before robots control us, Shane? The machines are coming. Terminator 2 or 12 or 6 or 18, iRobot, the movie with Will Smith. And boy, the list is endless of the machines taking over. In fact, Tucker Carlson had a guy from Google who has a machine that has achieved consciousness. It knows who it is. It has its own intelligence. So we're going with 5G artificial intelligence. Where does this end?
Well, it's really it's just an amazing thing, because Wi-Fi, of course, you know, it's been around since 1997, 25 years. And the other thing that's sort of important too is that you know, when you put that with GPS global, you know, positioning system that the U.S. military first started putting together in 73, you know, they launched the first satellites for it in 78. And the reason I make this comparison to Wi-Fi is because, or 5G, is because, you know, General Schwarzkopf probably accomplished something that hadn't been done in 70 years with, you know, the war in the Gulf to save Kuwait. And it was, you know, first generation Wi-Fi, and it was global positioning that allowed him to create the biggest blitzkrieg, you know, around out in the middle of the desert to get around behind, you know, the Iraqi forces in Kuwait. Mm-hmm. And they didn't expect it, but it was the technology. And had it not been for the development of, you know, the first generation Wi-Fi and GPS, he wouldn't be able to do that. So particularly with the logistics that he had. And I'm mentioning that to give everyone an idea of how important this is, mm-hmm. and where this is going to lead us. That's why we wanted to talk about it today, because that combined with artificial intelligence, which provide, you know, now that's like the third gear in this. And, you know, everyone talks about, you know, will Wi-Fi run the world and everything, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's pretty incredible, because they're now claiming that, you know, artificial intelligence will be able to translate languages by all languages by 2024 and be writing school essays for kids in 2026, and, you know, maybe even writing bestseller books by 2049. An important one is conducting surgery with 2053 with the, you know, Da Vinci equipment. But, you know, the bargain here for all of us is where will the world go with their GDP on this, and how will it advance? And that's where this becomes so important is, you know, with artificial intelligence and 5G and GPS, you know, we'll go to a drone world for travel and cars and highways and electric cars and combustible cars. You know, there'll be a thing of the past. You know, Morgan Stanley says it'll be a $1.5 trillion industry by 2050. Employing 56 million people, with generating over 200,000 a year in income. And, you know, we haven't seen anything like this since the 80s when the personal computer came around. And, you know, between 88 and the end of Bill Clinton in 2000, you know, 35 million new jobs, an entirely new industry. So it changed the world. It moved the world from a service industry, which was growing, to, you know, a computer industry. And now we'll have electrical flying vehicles, you know, drones, whatever you want to call them, to lead us into the middle of this century and solving the problem. So it's a good thing to talk about, because all of these things to do that, they need these three things: artificial intelligence to run the run the flying machines. Then location will be 5G, and and artificial intelligence, and then the internet. So, yeah, and GPS. It's just huge. It's exciting. The future is exciting.
Let's take a comment. John thinks people are worried 5G will hurt human health, and we've heard cell phones might rot your brain for a while. That's been going on. A couple things about 5G that we need to talk about, Shane. One is the network's predicted to have more than 1.7 billion subscribers and account for 25% of the worldwide mobile technology by 2025. 5G is expected to support up to 1 million devices per square kilometer. That's a little over a mile, I think. And 5G has higher bandwidth and can thus conduct more different devices. And we were talking about artificial intelligence, and the Artificial Intelligence Act is proposing a regulation by the European Commission that aims to introduce a common regulatory and legal framework for artificial intelligence. They already see the advent of machines taking over. So they're prepared, I think, for it. I don't know.
Well, and, you know, this thing with Boeing and their new jet that they put up and the problems they had with it was because the software they put in it, which they're not telling us, was really AI software, artificial intelligence, looped with 5G and GPS. So the planes were basically flying themselves. And that, you know, that's why these planes most likely crashed, because the pilots weren't able to take over control from the computer itself quick enough. So hopefully they've remedied that. But this will be the first example, and we'll see this transition happening very quickly. You know, it'll start with travel and, you know, and military for sure, because, you know, a third of all aircraft are built to provide the capacity for a human being to fly them. And, you know, without them, drones have proven that they can have a better, greater speed, so better G-force, and all these things will play into it. And that's why, you know, when you hear these stories about these accelerated vehicles, they're man-made. The Americans admit to it. They're probably American. The Chinese don't really, they don't have the initiative, and neither do the Russians, the technology to really develop these type of things. And we all know that from the flying wing. You know, if it wasn't for Jimmy Carter, nobody would have known about the flying wing back during his term. But so it's a great thing. Now the cost, because infrastructure costs are always the big thing. And, you know, the Biden administration 2 years ago when they came in, you know, they were going to put up 600,000, 5G antennas across the United States. And, you know, this is like the electrical grid and transformers being put up. I mean, it's a major endeavor to do it. And, it will peer into everybody's home. So, here we go again. You know, how do you stay off the grid with this kind of attention? And of course, it's going to provide more government access to your your privacy. But the advantages that it'll create and the opportunities it'll create are going to be huge. I mean, it will change the world like personal computers did, the Industrial Revolution did, you know, and it's a great step forward for mankind.
Yeah. Well, the other problem that people see with this is invasion of privacy, Shane.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
They're going to do too much. People know too much about us, where we are, what we're doing, who we're with. You know, and this kind of thing. And I think that makes a lot of people nervous that, privacy, personal privacy is out the window, you know, that, your phone can listen to what you're saying and doing whatever without your knowledge, whatever, unless you turn it off, I guess. And maybe even then it still works. I don't know.
Well, the amazing thing right now, and, you know, I just want to throw this in as an example, you know, Google, as expected by me and called, you know, it broke $100 a share after it split. Now it's trading under 100. So all these stocks are going down below $100. All the FANG stocks, Facebook, Google, and all of them. And so what you're being faced with is choices people will have to make in relation to, you know, what we're talking about. And of course, you know, I'm all in on this. So I mean, my stock of choice on this, and I firmly believe this, is Vertical Aerospace Limited. You know, the symbols is EVTL, evil. Think of evil, EVTL. It's trading at $8.14. I think 1,000 shares of that today, within the next 10 to 30 years, will be $1,000. So, and split again. And so, you know, this is a time to buy into an industry that's coming. And knowing it's coming is the most important thing. And that's why this is great that we're having the opportunity to talk about it today. Because,
yeah.
These are the kind of things that you're not hearing from anybody.
Yeah, they're not talking about it. Another comment, Craig says, people once worried electricity and telephones would make you sterile. So the other thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody, new technology, we're always worried about it. The other thing about cell phones and everything, Shane, is there's been a concern about how they affect bees, that bees seem to be in trouble because of all these frequencies flying around the air that never were before. And people are talking about bees being in trouble because of this stuff.
Well, there's a similar consequence with nuclear submarines, you know, and interfering with whales in the ocean. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the issue with the bees, which we covered, is a virus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's mostly, a medical issue with the bees, regrettably. And, you know, they're trying very hard to solve that problem because... Mm-hmm. They germinate 80% of the food we eat, so it's sort of important, you know.
Pretty important.
This whole thing started back in the 80s with the Motorola brick, as I called it.
Yeah.
And after, you know, we're talking 40 years, and no one has yet died of any kind of brain damage from a cell phone, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you know, the Russians invented the laser adjustment on eyes back in the 80s, and I waited until 2004. I waited 20 years, a generation, to see how, you know, that would turn out, and it became very popular. I'm glad I got it done, because I was legally blind with bottle bottom glasses. So technology has just an incredible way of affecting all of our lives, and so we move on, and I'm just waiting for this to help create the opportunity for us to live to be over 100. I don't know that I want to. I hope my body holds out, but
yeah, gosh, that's the thing. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Your quality of life.
Will improve. This is only going to improve everything for people. It's going to make it difficult for anyone in the industry a perfect example, let's talk about real quick Apple. Apple's going down to $75-$80, okay? And the reason is very simple. People are going to discover now with this recession that, you know, both our countries are in and have been since February, and as it worsens, that it's going to be like the issue with cars. Remember, everybody wanted a new car every year. And that's what blew up the industry, the auto industry in the U.S., because they never really adapted or realized they should start creating cars that would last longer. And Apple's iPhone's only 11 years old, and they're thinking people are going to continue buying every year. And then they're going to start talking to other people and realize, I don't need a new Apple every year. And, it's 55% of their income, 80% of their foreign income, people buying new cars, or new Apples, phones every year. The sales are down already 10% on it, this new one, because they're not adapting. They're not adapting to the global economy and realizing people are going to not replace an Apple every year. You don't need to. An Apple phone should last 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, the last two phones I've had were Samsung, and, I kept them both for 5 years before I replaced them. And the last time I bought one was $700, and I found out last week, just checking on it, because the one I have now is, it's getting to fifth year, and a replace is $300. You know, last one cost me $700. So You're going to see the result of the technology causing a reduction in what you pay for it, and the globally, you know, economy affecting it as well. So these are all good. You know, there's a good thing, good side to something, a bad side to it. Are you there, Derek Thomas? Craig, thanks for technology will come if we like it or not. With labor shortage, we can expect self-driving trucks. Tesla has proven the self-driving cars work so well. That's true. And Tesla has invested in this, you know, electric drone technology or flying taxis. And Musk, it realizes it's coming because the electric car will not be the single, you know, saver of reducing CO2. And as we found out in our show this last week on beer and a possible beer shortage because of lack of CO2, we're also faced with it here. So it's a great opportunity with which we have to discuss with you. And go read about it. Go look at it. There's about a dozen, well, actually about 20 companies looking into electric flying taxis, about a dozen that are public. All around the world, Brazil, Europe, the U.S., and several private companies. Even Boeing is getting in on it. Airlines are getting in on it because they know it's coming. And you can't deny valuations that are being put on it by major banks, you know, like Morgan Stanley, calling it a $1.5 trillion industry within 20 years, folks. So it's exciting. The future is exciting. And I'm hoping Tom comes back because...
I'm back. I'm here. I'm always here.
Oh, I thought you'd maybe.
No, I didn't go anywhere.
I just put
you on the screen.
Oh yeah, okay. So you're letting me vent.
Can you read the comments on the screen? Can you see?
I did. Yeah, I read it.
Okay.
I read
Craig's comments. No, you didn't because I didn't put that one up.
You didn't put it up, but I read it because I see it on the screen.
But
technology will come if we like it or not. I read that. Yeah.
I know, but the people watching didn't see that comment to read along with you. That's my point.
Oh, well, that.
So
point if I'm quoting him, but Craig, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, the comment I put up first before that comment was Craig had a question about the Havana syndrome that was back in the CIA and Cuba whatever, way back when. And the cause and validity of the illnesses supposedly from this haven't been determined. And let's see, I looked up a bunch of stuff about it, but whether we need to cover it in detail or not is, I don't know that we do. But,
anyway. You know, sabotage of the Russian gas pipelines. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a sabotage. They shut them down because there was a leak in one, and they were probably, it's only in 200 feet of water. So they were probably welding, and, you know, their gas bubble maybe popped through the line or something, and boom. So they accidentally blew up their own pipelines. They're not going to admit to them being stupid and causing an accident. So, you know, let's create, you know, more threats by claiming someone sabotaged it. And then he can use that with, you know, these other threats he's making, you know, because nobody's doing anything about him, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah. The Havana syndrome thing, 2022 CIA issued a report of the interim findings of a comprehensive study of 1,000 cases. They claim it's environmental causes, undiagnosed medical conditions, stress, things like that. So
yeah, it wasn't weather, microwave yeah, or it yeah, wasn't yeah, radar wasn't any of the, waves
yeah, it wasn't any and of those it was things.
Yeah, or yeah, radio so. Waves. Yeah, everybody mm-hmm. thought they were mm-hmm. bouncing something off the embassy to affect mm-hmm. people. And mm-hmm. again, you know, these mm-hmm. things have been around for 100 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess if they're concentrated, of course they would do damage. I mean, we mm-hmm. know that.
True. Yeah.
And all those people off the grid that live in copper wired, you know, mm-hmm. apartments, they'll tell you, you know.
Yeah.
Put up enough copper, and you're protected mm-hmm. from all of it. So.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true. So, final thought, Shane, on AI, 5G, and
it's here. Yeah, all, my final thoughts is here. Yeah. It's not going away. You know, it's like a virus. You know, you can you can eradicate it, but you can't eliminate it. So no one's going to stop it. You know, the EU is big on track. You mentioned the act they passed. Everyone's wanting to get ahead of on, you know, on regulating it and trying to control it. Not going to happen. This is a wild play that governments are not going to have any control over.
Oh, they will. They will control it.
You know, well, they'll try. But...
Well, they will.
Nah.
I mean, look, we have five great inventions, Shane. We've got the airplane. We got the automobile. We got the telephone. We've got radio and TV, and we've got electricity, all regulated by the government.
Yeah, but we also have wheels, walls, and fire. That, you know,
started by government.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but industry is what's going to develop it. Government isn't. They'll just regulate
they're going to want to tax it.
You know, they're going to want to figure out a way to tax.
Well, sure.
Generate revenue. Yeah. I mean, look at the internet. It took them 50 years, all right, to figure out that finally they tax it because they wanted it to grow. And, you know, it's changed the global economy and another industry, you know, like, you know, clothing is gone because, you know, people are buying everything online with Amazon and so forth. All these, you know, companies and industries, and that'll continue to grow too. And this will enhance that because their delivery methods will completely be changed and done by air. I mean, they've talked about it for the last 5 years, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon has been investing in it for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just seeing it. You got to be one of these people like you and me that see it, bring it to you have a conversation about it because it's the future. Mm-hmm. And you not deny it. And not, you know, try to put it down because, like you just said, it's not going away. So you might as well educate everybody to the positives and the right side you know, give a great example of the, you know, the Kuwaiti war and how it worked at its infancy. I mean, you know, the 5G, it was 1G, the first generation that they used.
Sure,
you know, so think about that. An incredible battle, you know, 400,000 men in trucks, vehicles, and tanks, a crossing of an open desert with canyons and dunes. And I mean, so when you think of the military possibilities of it.
Oh, the military.
You know, what, 40 years ago, right? During the big Bush, Papa Bush's administration, 7 days, right?
Yeah. So there you go. I want to remind you, we're on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. You can listen live to us at KMMSAM.com. And all you got to do is click listen now. There's no sign up. There's nothing to join. You don't have to leave any personal information of any kind. All you do is click on listen now and listen to us. You can call us. You can text us. And, boy, it's a fun deal. So 3 hours of Tom and Shane on Saturday. Make sure that you put that on your schedule. And if you missed any of our past shows, if you want to hear what our radio shows are like, you can also go to Tom and Shane's podcast on KMMSAM.com, and you'll have a fun time over there. The other thing I need to remind you of is that Tom and Shane write on Medium.com. So if this was impressive to you, you'll want to write or want to read what we write about you. So, and that's all over the place. That's all kinds of things. And we want to remind everybody, please subscribe, ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified of our next podcast, no matter what time zone you're in. So you can hear us all over the world. And we appreciate you would do that. We've picked up many new subscribers. We thank you so much for that. We really appreciate all of our subscribers for joining us. And if you'd like to do the show monetarily, if you'd like to support us, there are some costs involved in putting these things on. We would be happy to do that. There's a description below on how you can contribute and what you will get for your contribution. A lot of great things will happen to you. And if you want to make podcasts like this one, it's so easy using StreamYard, because we've got a free link in the description below. You can try it out, see if you like it, see how easy it is to use, and how good I can make Shane look on the air, because that's not easy, as we all know. So
that's true. So,
that's it, baby. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Shane, for being here. Thanks for all the great information. And we will talk to you on the radio Saturday, and we'll see you on our next podcast on Tuesday. So, hey, thanks for watching.